In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Today we begin our journey into Lent. And as with so much of the last year, it's a little different than past Ash Wednesdays, to say the least. For those of you joining us for this service, you're probably also accustomed to receiving ashes on your forehead, which symbolizes penance and mourning and mortality. And depending on when you went to a service, you might have had them on throughout the entire day to publicly express your faith. It's one of the few times that so many of us do so publicly, I'm guessing. But not this year. This year, you might have gotten a palm at church and burned it and have it somewhere in your home to remind you of these same tenets of Ash Wednesday and the Lenten season. In some ways, that brings us to our reading from Matthew and from Isaiah today, for that matter. Not that in our reading from Matthew, Jesus is talking about marking your heads with ashes. That wasn't even a thing in Jesus's day. Nor am I implying that we impose or receive ashes to demonstrate some false piety. But the whole thing about ashes is really supposed to be something between you and God, right? So whether or not we got them on our heads today doesn't really matter. The whole thing about Lent and ashes is really something between you and God. They are both deep dives into our own hearts and souls. The symbolism of the ashes is to say, yes, I am deeply sorry for my sins. I mourn all those times I have hurt others and God's creation, this beautiful earth. I know my time on this earth is brief, and one day my body will return to that of which it was created. And Lent is a time to say that on this Lenten journey before me, I will seek to do better, to make amends, to grow in my love of Christ, of my neighbor, and of myself. This is the Lenten journey that begins today. It is a personal and in many ways private journey. It's not done so others see and admire and praise and think, wow, what a good Christian Denise is for giving up chocolate for Lent. And it must be really hard because she talks about it all the time. Jesus's message for us today is to be mindful of why we do what we do when it comes to our spiritual practices. And he picks three that were common in his day: giving alms, fasting, and prayer. He reminds us they are all to be done in response to our relationship with God. We give because we are given to, not to be recognized for our gifts. We pray to be in communion with God, to listen and share, praise and thank, not to be praised for our faithfulness. And fasting, which is not something most of us do today anymore, is a practice of self-denial, reminding ourselves that we are dependent on God alone and not to be done so that we are admired for our sacrifice. In other words, these practices and our spiritual practices are all about you and God. Whatever you might choose to do for your Lenten journey this year, for your deep dive into your understanding of who you are as a follower of Christ, on where you have fallen short and what you need help in doing better, do it for the right reason. Do it for God, for becoming the best version of you that God created you to be, for learning more about Jesus and your walk with him, for finding rest for your soul in the presence of God. Let this Ash Wednesday be a start of a journey for you and God alone, and for all the right reasons. Amen.